Tell me, what's the status of the blast-proof bunkers now? How many are completed, or are you still in the process?
Well, we've got five that are built, and they're now going through a final renovation and outfitting. But our goal, as you mentioned, is to build 20 across the United States. And due to recent international interest, we're now negotiating with China, Russia, Romania, and parts of Europe to deliver more VIVO shelters there.
Tell me about the idea behind this, Robert. How did it come to fruition?
Back in 1980, I was in my young 20s, and I don't know what caused it, but I had a gut-wrenching inspiration that I needed to build a shelter for 1,000 people underground to survive what may be coming ahead. Now, that was 30 years ago, and at the time, I was looking at finding an underground gold mine or some kind of a mine that could be converted, but that's pretty hard to do. So over the last 30 years, it developed into this, which is a our own custom design of a spoke and hub system of 20,000 square feet, multi-level shelters that we can place anywhere in ideal locations about 150 miles from the major metro areas that they serve.
Now, years ago, people would have laughed at you, Robert, when anybody would come up with this idea. I don't think they're laughing anymore, are they?
No, they're not. In fact, when I did tell people 30 years ago, they thought it was crazy, and so I would tuck it away. And every few years, I would mention it to various friends and got the same reaction. Until about 2 years ago, when I shared it with my team and my then current business, and they said, wow, this is unbelievable. Now is the time. The world is afraid. People want this now.
What are these units going for? How much?
Well, the shelters cost about $10 million each. So otherwise...
You mean in total, right?
In total. The whole otherwise, they would only be affordable to the ultra-rich or the elite.
And they may already have theirs, already built.
And they do. I'm told Tom Cruise has one underneath his home in Telluride for himself and a dozen or so people that cost him about $10 million. And, of course, the government has them. And in that regard, you and I have already bought underground nuclear blast-proof shelters. We'll just never get to see them or use them. But in VIVO's case, what we're doing is selling them fractionally so that we divide the cost of the shelter by 200 people, and each person pays $50,000 for a deeded interest that they own forever and that can be passed down to their children, their heirs, and their or they can sell it off at some time in the future. Children are we subsidize children, and they're in for half price.
Now, do you finance this? How do they come up with the $50K?
Well, unfortunately, we haven't found a lender that's willing to finance it, and we don't have enough profit in the deal to do any meaningful financing. So, no, it is an all cash deal, and some have said, "Well, there you go, it's for the elite again." And I say, no, it's not. A nuclear family, pardon the pun, of two adults and two children would cost around $150,000 for full membership in VIVO's. These days, what do you get for $150,000? A 30-foot power boat?
Yeah.
And I don't think a 30-foot power boat in your local harbor would be considered owned by the elite.
Now, what about the food and the water and the essentials like that?
These are turnkey shelters. Everything is included, from food to actually the clothing that they're going to wear in the facility and the clothing they'll need when they leave. So we don't know whether it'll be summer or winter whenever they come out, perhaps a year later. But we've thought of everything from to the fuel, the water, the supplies, even details like toilet paper. How much does the average person consume? And we've got to provide it. We've got to have storage for it. And that storage is very expensive at $1,500 a square foot.
Robert, what's your biggest concern or fear? A nuke from a rogue nation or perhaps an asteroid that could hit us? We just heard from Dr. Sky that something's just hit Jupiter. I mean, what's your main concern?
Well, I think, first of all, VIVO's is designed to withstand all of the predictable threats that you've mentioned that people are envisioning for 2012 and beyond. But I guess my personal biggest concern is anarchy. And the reason for that is too many variables can trigger social anarchy, such as an EMP blast, such as a global economic meltdown, and so on. And as you know, and others have guests have probably reported, that anarchy will be devastating to as much as 90% of the population. So in that regard, what Vivos becomes is a modern-day fort or fortress citadel, if you will, where our members will go and have a safe haven and be totally protected underground. They can live there for a year and outlive the massive kill-off that I guess you would expect on the surface with anarchy.
Now, the story that I had that was about a week or so old said that you had about half of the 132 spaces for the Barstow, California facility already taken deposits. Has that increased yet?
Yeah, we are. I mean, there's a few a day coming in. We're actually receiving as many as 100 applications a day from around the world. And it's kind of a tricky thing. We need to hit a critical mass of 200 people in each geographic location within 150-mile radius in order to support the cost of another Vivo. So as we build that that nucleus of people around the world, we then proceed to construction, and we then deliver it to them turnkey at the close of escrow. So the problem we're having now is we only launched in March of this year, and today I think we have almost 2,500 applications, but we don't have the full requirement in any one geographic area. So it's growing and growing quickly. And of course, you know, attention that you're giving to it and others will help enhance that. But I think what's really going to happen here is the next catastrophe, you're going to see the phone ringing off the hook at Vivos.